And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 7th. 1,000 people showed up at Buddy Holly's funeral in Lubbock, Texas this week in 1959. The Beatles arrived in New York City for their first American tour this week in 1964 and performed before 73 million American viewers when they performed for the first time on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. They also held their very first concert in Washington, D.C. at the Coliseum. Big week for the Beatles this week in 1964. In 1969, Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood formed Blind Faith. Peter and Gordon split up this week in 1967. In 1956, Buddy Holly signed a recording contract with Decca Records. The contract left the E off of Buddy Holly's name, which was originally spelled H-O-L-L-E-Y. Well, he did drop it, and it became his stage name as well, and it happened this week in 1956. In 1964, the publisher of Louie Louie offered $1,000 to anyone who could find suggestive lyrics in the song. There weren't any. The Dave Clark Five began filming their Catch As If You Can movie, also known as Having a Wild Weekend, this week in 1964. Frankie Avalon contracted pneumonia, and he was forced to leave the Winter Dance Party tour this week in 1959. Paul Anka and Fabian eventually filled in for him. Wings made their concert debut at Nottingham University in England this week in 1972. The Annette serial began on the Mickey Mouse Club this week on TV in 1958. Tiny Tim ran for the mayor of New York City in 1989. Amazingly, he lost. Jimi Hendrix was given an honorary high school diploma and the key to his hometown of Seattle, Washington, this week in 1968. The Miracles' Shop Around became Motown's very first million-selling single this week in 1961. In 2007, Joan Baez, Booker T and the MGs, The Grateful Dead and The Doors were all given Lifetime Achievement Grammy Awards. Mary Hopkin and the Moody Blues were the guests on the very first This Is Tom Jones TV show this week in 1969. In the studio, the Jive 5 recorded My True Story in 61. Neil Sedaka recorded Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, the first original version, in 1962. Little Richard cut Long Tall Sally in 56. In 1963, the Beatles recorded Twist and Shout, I Saw Her Standing There, as well as most of the songs on their debut British album, Please Please Me. Cher recorded Bang Bang in 66. Screamin' Jay Hawkins recorded I Put a Spell on You in 1956. Gary Lewis recorded Count Me in 65. And Jefferson Starship recorded Miracles this week in 1975. Birthdays: King Curtis, born in 34. England Dan Seals in 1950. Ray Sharp is 83. Larry Verne, born in 36. Carole King is turning 79. Barry Mann, the amazing songwriter, is 82 this week. Barbara Lewis, 78. Major Harris, born in 47. Raoul Donner, born in 43. Roberta Flack is having a birthday. She's turning 84. Gene Vincent, born in 1935. Sergio Mendez, turning 80. Bobby Boris Pickett, born this week, 1940. Leon Haywood is born this week, 1942. Songwriter Jerry Goffin, who wrote songs like Up on the Roof with his partner and then wife, Carole King, he was born this week, 1939. Gene McDaniels, born in 1935. Lauren Green, born in 1915. Ray Manzarek from The Doors, born in 39. Peter Tork from The Monkees in 42. Tennessee Ernie Ford in 1919. And the late King Floyd, born in 45, along with Peter Gabriel, who is 71, and Sammy Johns, born this week, 1947. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 7th. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.